What separates those who dream from those who transform the world? Jean Case's research reveals it's not genius, privilege, or luck. It's fearlessness. After studying hundreds of breakthrough innovations across sectors, from the moonshot to microfinance, Case identified five principles that consistently appear in transformative success stories. These principles form a powerful framework that anyone can apply, whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established leader seeking meaningful change. The beauty of this approach? You don't need special resources or connections, just the courage to begin exactly where you are with whatever tools you currently possess. Dr. Barbara Van Dalen addressed a gap in mental health services for military families by creating Give an Hour from her kitchen table, eventually providing nearly 250,000 hours of free counseling worth $25 million. Madam C.J. Walker, born to former slaves in 1867, developed hair loss remedies that grew into an empire employing thousands of black women as Walker agents, creating economic opportunities while emphasizing community philanthropy. Airbnb began when Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbia rented air mattresses to conference attendees to make rent. Despite investor skepticism, they persisted through creative fundraising, including selling election-themed cereal in 2008. These stories share a common thread: ordinary people who asked, "Why not me?" and started with whatever resources they had. The most powerful big bets often begin with someone simply addressing a problem they see. When President Kennedy committed America to reaching the moon within a decade, the nation lacked almost everything required. Yet his bold declaration sparked innovations that transformed our world, from satellite communications to miniaturized technology. NASA's Apollo program generated over 6,300 new technologies that entered everyday life, from memory foam mattresses to cordless tools, water filtration systems, to the integrated circuits powering modern smartphones. The moonshot inspired countless children watching Neil Armstrong's first steps to believe in human potential. Today, organizations like Google X continue this tradition as a moonshot factory. Their approach of finding massive problems affecting billions, proposing radical solutions, and identifying feasible technology pathways produced innovations like Project Loon, which provided balloon-powered internet to hurricane-devastated Puerto Rico. America itself began as a big bet, with citizens creating an entirely new form of government rather than seeking incremental concessions. The lesson: transformative change requires goals that might seem impossible at first glance. By setting our sights beyond what seems immediately achievable, we unlock creativity and determination that incremental thinking cannot inspire. Greatness emerges from what Case calls the courage zone, not comfort zones. Moving from fear to courage begins with knowing your why and understanding what truly matters. Studies show nearly half of global workers don't believe their work matters, making bold achievement impossible. Case shares a pivotal outward-bound type experience where she volunteered to cross a suspended telephone pole high above ground. Despite being secured, she froze at the top. When she said, "I don't think I can do this," the instructor's simple response, "But you can try," permanently changed her perspective. This metaphor captures risk-taking's essence. The hardest part is always that first step. Case has observed ambitious people held back by discomfort with risk, while those who use that discomfort as fuel succeed. Consider reframing risk-taking as research and development, transforming seemingly reckless acts into intentional discovery processes. For risk-averse organizations, start small by allocating just 1% of budget to test new ideas. Modern technology enables faster, cheaper experimentation through the build-measure-learn approach. "My heart still skips when discussing my failures," Case admits. "Everyone experiences self-doubt and despair. It's what happens next that matters. Behind every extraordinary achievement lies a failure story, though these are often sanitized as careers advance." Case shares her experience with Play Pumps, an initiative bringing clean water to sub-Saharan Africa using children's merry-go-rounds to pump water. Despite initial excitement at the 2006 Clinton Global Initiative, persistent problems emerged. After a year of troubleshooting, Case realized the program couldn't meet their standards. Though tempted to quietly back away, Case decided to own their failure publicly. Her article, The Painful Acknowledgement of Coming Up Short, generated surprisingly positive responses. People appreciated the transparency, which led to fail fests where partners could share lessons from mistakes. Our most admired figures built success on failure. When Oprah Winfrey was demoted after 7 months as a Baltimore News co-anchor, she was reassigned to a floundering talk show where her true gifts emerged. Now among the world's most powerful executives, Oprah advises, "Failure is just life trying to move us in another direction." Breaking out of comfort zones reveals hidden perspectives. Case's annual RV trips through small-town America have shown her both struggle and resilience. From communities with $27,000 median incomes still donating to hurricane victims, to vibrant community gatherings inside rural pharmacies. These journeys eliminate blind spots about different lifestyles. Ross Baird's The Innovation Blind Spot highlights entrepreneurship at a 40-year low, with women, people of color, and heartland communities being left behind. Two heads aren't just better than one, they're transformative when bringing different perspectives. While creativity is often attributed to lone geniuses, breakthroughs typically emerge from collaborations between people with complementary skills. Research shows companies with greater racial diversity were 35% more likely to outperform financially, while those with gender diversity performed 15% better. When options are limited and time short, clarity emerges with unexpected boldness. During Hurricane Katrina, as FEMA floundered, Walmart's CEO empowered local store managers to make decisions using company resources to help communities. One assistant manager even drove a bulldozer through store ruins to collect supplies for neighbors. Similarly, Chef Jose Andres through World Central Kitchen became the face of American disaster relief. After Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, Andres scaled from 1,000 meals on day one to 175,000 daily across 23 kitchens, ultimately providing 3.5 million meals. Overthinking paralyzes us when action is needed. While careful consideration has its place, Nike's Just Do It slogan contains wisdom. Research shows excessive information gathering creates confusion and depletes energy. Mel Robbins' 5-second rule offers a practical solution. Counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 before acting triggers your brain's action center while bypassing overthinking. Heroes are ordinary people who recognize urgency and act. Your impact can emerge through business, arts, education, social movements, politics, or in your own neighborhood. The path is yours to choose. As children, we climbed the highest trees without hesitation, rode bikes with no hands, and tried new things fearlessly. When we fell, we got up and continued, scraped knees and all. The challenge is rediscovering that fearless self beneath layers of accumulated doubt. Embrace these 5 principles, overcome your fears, and become the changemaker you were meant to be. Start small if necessary, but start somewhere. The world needs you to make a difference. When ordinary people choose extraordinary courage, the impossible becomes possible.